You know, I have a little portion to where I would like to read. It's in Colossians 1. We're talking about 21 to 20, the 15 to 21. I will read in the NIV and maybe what different in the Bible, but it's a little thing, not too much. Colossians 1:15-20. He said, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him and all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rules or authorities, all things were created for him and for him, by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so in everything he might be have the supremacy. For God was pleased to all his fullness dwell in him, and to him to reconcile to himself all things, whether thing on earth or thing on heaven, by making the peace through his blood shed on the cross." When I was thinking what I can say, what I can talk to you this evening, I was thinking, I know everyone here believes Jesus is the Lord, is supreme in everything. But I think so, talk one more time is not, don't make nothing wrong. It's better to remind what we believe. The Church of Colossus was a church in Asia Minor, and they don't know Paul by sight, because when he was 3.5 years in Ephesus, teaching and preaching and going everywhere to talk about the Lord, one man called Epaphras believed in the Lord in that time, and when he go back to his hometown, he started talking to the people about what he received and that part. We may don't understand in this moment how the world was in that time, but the people was pagan, was they make every kind of adoration, every gods and everything. But when they became believers, their mind changed, and that's happened with us too, because when the Lord saved us, was it like we come from the night to the new day. I remember when I was 18 years old, the Lord called me. By myself in my room, and I was reading a passage in the Bible. And I was, because I have a course by mail, the Bible, and I was answering everything, you know. And they sent me a lot of congratulations because I was good. But that night in particular, when I was reading everything I answered, the last question was, "You pass away tonight, where you go?" I feel in the moment something I never feel. Scared, and they say, "Oh, I don't know." But the Holy Spirit said, "I know where you can go." And then I believe in the Lord saved me. And the next day I told my mom and my stepfather, "You know, last night I received the Lord Jesus as my Savior." And they looked at me serious. "Oh, we'll see that." Maybe we check that later. But praise God, 3 months later my mom became believer, then my stepfather too. Well, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the Lord Jesus, how he worked in our life, and the way he started to change our attitude, the way he worked with the Holy Spirit, giving us understanding something words before we don't understand. Because I read the Bible for more than 14 years, but I never understand exactly what the Bible was telling me. It was a good read, but I liked that when the preacher was preaching, and I love to stay with the people, the young people especially. But I was not sure. I was between, I like to keep the Saturday because that's the way we believe, or because I don't want to be Sunday. But, and when the people who keep the Saturday say, oh, when you become a believer, oh, I don't know, because you keep the Saturday, and I want to be a Sunday. It was excuses. But when the God talked to me, my mind was changed. I understand how God loved me, how He gave His life for something, for somebody who really don't deserve it. When I see my life, I was in, I don't want in drugs and nothing, either alcohol, never, but I still have a sinner, even when I don't do that. And when He saved, I recognize He is the Lord in heaven and earth. And the Church of Colossus, they have problems. You know, when the church started, a lot of places, people with Judea's ideas coming behind them and giving them another way to believe in the Lord Jesus. And not only them, also, and back in the back east, they believe in a lot of mysteries, and like the Persians, the Babylonians, they have their own way to believe in their own God. And they want to introduce the kind of believing to the church, telling they were Christians. And I was reading the book of Ezra, when the Samaritans come to say, we want to help you to build the house of the Lord. And they say, no, you can't. You can. And they was upset but I think so, well, the way they want to have something to be against them. But the reason is they can't, because only the family of the Jewish people can do that, according to the Bible. And, well, that people start to teaching a lot of stuff. And they start to teaching to the church about ceremonialism. You know, they teaching, they have a lot of festivities, and they have a special food for the festivities for their gods. I don't know if you see that channel, NHK, is from Japan. And when I see that, the way the Japanese adore their gods, and they make a lot of sacrifice for that. Physical. That's the way they believe in God wants for them to do that. But you know, when we came to the Lord, He didn't ask us to make any sacrifice. Just have faith and believe in Him. And then those people also was trying to force to the believer to be circumcised, the bands. And I remember one friend of mine told me, you want to be a real believer, you must keep the Saturday or be circumcised. I said, circumcised don't do nothing to me anyway, because the Lord Jesus is my circumcision. He made that for me. So they was teaching that thing, but also asceticism. You know, people who were saying, oh, you're not supposed to eat this, you're not supposed to eat that. I know the Lord tell to the Jewish, you eat few things, you know, like all the food be clean for them, but for sake of health. You don't want to be have people, a lot of people sick, especially when they were in the going in the desert. In the desert. But really, these people was so profound in that thing. They say, no, you who was preaching, you're not supposed to marry because you have time for your wife and your family. You're not married because it's the better way to serve the Lord. And that's happened. And actually, they prohibit the marriage for the people who serve the Lord. And also, they worship the angels. Here in the city of Mexico, they have a house, a special, where they all people go to worship the angels. They have a lot of angels, you know. Names are, this one is a different name, either Michael and Gabriel, and they have another kind of names, but they adore those. And I remember when John was listening to what the angel told to him, he fought and thought, hey, don't do that, because you and I are the same servant to the Lord. Adore God. And that's a situation. Don't start here in America. Start in Baggies. And back in the Middle East, and where they start to trying to take away the church from the plan that Lord gave to him. Also, the other thing is they fail in understand the divinity of the Lord Jesus. You know, in the time of Paul, the Gnosticism wasn't spread, but they start doing like, say, oh no, you know, Jesus was only a vision. It's not really true. And that's they said, believer, but they don't believe in the God to save them. And that's Paul I was talking about then. That's the reason he said in verse 15, he is the image of the invisible God. He doesn't have difference between him and the Father. They have different office, but they are God, the same power. When the Lord Jesus was here, he don't show all his divine, because the people can be before him, will be dead at the moment, you know. The reason he covered himself in the body of man. But he have the power to heal everyone he wants, who need be healed. And because he is God, the real God. One of the things one friend of mine was telling me, why this different the Gospel of John, the other Gospels? And I said, well, because John don't worry about genealogy or that stuff. He talk about the divinity of Jesus Christ, the eternity of him. That's his plan. And he said that. And these things I write was because became saved and know that Jesus Christ is God. And that's a way people was teaching, trying to take away the believers. And the last thing is they realize in the wisdom and tradition, human tradition. I don't know, but you know, for a lot of organizations, tradition is important. They know, we're not used to do this. We're supposed to do this way, because my mom, my pop do the way, and I want to change that. But real, that is not what we believe. We believe in understanding that Jesus came from the earth, it's from heaven. He was holy, holy. And when he was in this earth, Peter said he was without sin. He never made nothing. That's the reason we can follow his steps, because he was perfect in all the way. So we heard a lot of people talking about doubt about Jesus Christ, but we believe in one God. And we know he is perfect God, perfect man. He's once told me, why Jesus is God and man? No. He's God and man. No E. No and. He's man and God. God, man. No God and man. No. Because he is what the Hebrew said, he is the essence of the Lord. He's the pure presence of God. That's the reason when one of the disciples talked to the Lord, oh Lord, show us the Lord, God, and we believe. Said, Philip, I have left a lot of time with you. You don't know me? The one who loved me, not the God, not the Father. And we as a Christian must remember every time when we come to prayer, we come before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We come in the presence of the one who is reigning in heaven, but reigning in our hearts too. That's the reason, and Colossians said, he bring us from the darkness to the kingdom of his Son. And we are that. So that's the reason we believe and assure anyone to us, to us, Jesus is the living God. We believe in him. God bless you.